Natural gas crisis continues to put Europe in a conundrum. Natural gas prices and the supply of natural gas in Europe, at the time of this recording, seem to be easing just a bit. Russia has momentarily increased its flow of natural gas through the Ukraine, after slowing it down and threatening to cut off the supply should they be hit with sanctions from the US or other EU players. For context, 30% of the natural gas supply to Europe comes from Russia, with some countries like Germany relying on it far more than others. In the past several months, the European supply of natural gas has been hammered, manifesting in increasing prices and forcing some factories to shut down temporarily for not being able to afford the power bills. With energy stability and concerns of a war with Ukraine, where most of the Russian gas flows through, are leading some countries in Europe to attempt to shore up other resources for natural gas, including importing from US, Qatar, and Azerbaijan. It's really worth noting that it's not just Russia that's causing a spike in the price, but also an increased demand from Asia for natural gas. Not to mention the shutting down of many nuclear reactors in Germany, making an outsized hole in energy demand. What's known, though, is as the crisis with Russia and Ukraine is continuing, and it takes decades for energy investment to come due, time will tell how all this pans out, and who's going to be left holding the bill. Thank you for listening. If you like this episode, please hit that subscribe or follow button. Also, if you'd like to find more episodes like this or check out the long-form show, visit us at bandwidth.productions.